When Energy Keepers Incorporated of the Confederated Salish-Chincoteague Tribes took over the dam in early September, it became the first major hydroelectric generation facility owned by Native tribes. This raised interest from politicians and policy influencers around the state. About a dozen showed up at the dam Wednesday for a tour. Bob Keenan represents State Senate District 5. He joined the walk through the dam.
I've done a lot of questioning of this transfer, and it's important to come in and get a hands-on look at the operation itself.
Because this deal was so big, costing $18 million for a facility that generates enough annual energy to light around 100,000 homes, Energy Keepers CEO Brian Lipscomb says it was important to be open in the process of change.
There were some assumptions being made that we were going to make a bunch of changes, and you know, we just wanted to communicate, no, that's not the case. And in fact, if there are any changes from an operational perspective, that'll be a public process.
Lipscomb says besides the dam taking on a different name, there's one major change. The tribal ownership will help revenue generated stay local, and local jobs will be created. According to an Energy Keepers report, about 22 jobs will be created within the company to operate the dam. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Sherry Tressler with Montana Public Radio. Thanks for listening.